there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's everyone doing today? Today, I'm going to rant about J. Powell's speech and what he did or didn't say. I think these rants are needed because society is being plagued with very bad economic thoughts, theory, and practices. And the people you look towards to explain this stuff to you, all they're doing is reading articles on Zero Hedge or Breitbart or Wolf Street and just writing a few bullet points to say to you, and you gobble it up like it's actual meat. And these individuals don't really understand economic theory and how a economy works or is structured. Not to like crap on them, but I'm just saying that you're getting commentators and not like solid understanding. All right. So what J. Powell said was a nothing burger. I'm sorry to laugh, but you have to understand. His speech today was just symbolic. Like, he literally had no meat, no substance to anything he actually said. He basically confirmed moves that he's been doing since last year, but mainly since March, you know, like since the whole COVID pandemic situation sparked, right? He basically stated that, hey, you know, we would love inflation to actually rise to 2%, but we can't really make that happen now because we have deflationary pressures pushing everything down, except for, of course, prices in grocery stores and gas stations. You know, like people are just pushing up the actual price now because it's hard to get the actual supply. So we have to charge a lot more money for what we have. Have now, because at some point we might be out of actual groceries. So that's why prices are going higher. But besides that, J. Powell's point was, this is what we have been doing and it hasn't worked. But if Wall Street needs us to print up more cash and shower them with all this cash, we are here. And so we are not going to make any more policies that will make Wall Street scared or worry. We're here to always back up Wall Street and people who own assets, period. That's all he said. Because most people don't know, but since March, they literally printed up $7 trillion and gave multitudes of that cash to elites and major corporations. Why? Because people don't understand how the central banking system is actually made. It is created for the sole purpose of stabilizing the financial system, i.e. banks. Their job is to save banks. Period. That's it. That whole new mandate stuff about full employment, that's a bunch of BS. They don't have the tools to ensure any type of employment. They're throwing cash at major corporations and banks, and those corporations are accepting in that cash to keep business operations floating, but fire people. They don't care about you. Hell, this fall, airlines are about to get more bailout stimulus cash. But they are going to furlough thousands of flight attendants, thousands of pilots, and thousands of just average airline and airport staff, while they give out bonuses to CEOs. And this is what I'm trying to explain to everybody. You have to have a healthy understanding of how the economy works, because if you don't, you will always get played. You will get played by politicians that do not care about you. They don't care about you. Even the ones who started caring about you, they have no power to change anything, because we are sending them into a system that has been established for generations that is very powerful. They have no backing, so they just join in with like the whole fray. And it don't matter if you are a socialist, capitalist, all that kind of stuff. If you're not them, you're not them. You are not a part of that club. You don't matter. I understand that this is a hard pill to swallow, but you need to understand the only political class is business. It's not Democrat, not Republican, not social, none of that. It's business. No matter what type of economy is in your country, business is always guarded. And I'm not talking about the small mom and pop shops. I'm talking mid-sized to large corporations. They are always protected, period, because the system was created to protect them. Now, let's get back to inflation. Say, for example, the Fed was able to reach that 2% inflation target rate, which was actually introduced by Chairman Ben Bernanke because of the whole crisis. Like, they just kind of, hey, let's try for a 2% inflation rate. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, let's spread it throughout the world. They don't even understand why they want 2% inflation. If inflation rises to 2%, the value of the dollar is going to be cut in half. If the value of the United States dollar is chopped in half, that is going to benefit international corporations, because that is going to make exports cheaper. But in the same sense, that is going to produce a lot of part-time labor. Businesses are only effective if they can allocate land, labor, and capital efficiently. But they no longer have to because the central banks is always going to stimulate and Congress is going to vote to stimulate them. Because the whole excuse is we have to keep the business community going. A misconception is that you, the laborer, is a part of the business community. That's not true. You work for them. You're not a part of them. You're not a part of them. If you have a business that is closed down or it's at a risk of being closed down during economic hardships, then you are not a part of the business crowd that they are talking about. You are outside of that whole loop. But there are ways to put yourself in the loop so you will always benefit. The number one thing that you truly want to keep in mind is that America is not a damn country. America is a market to do business in. That's all it is. It's just another market to handle business. That's why they call it the American dream. Because it is a place where you can dream the wildest dreams, come here and make that shit come true. Stop allowing yourself to be played by the left, right, communist, this, that. Stop it. Believe in yourself. Believe in your family. Believe in your community that you helped build. Because it is only y'all that is going to save each other. No politician is going to help you. I don't care how cool they sound. I don't care every 2 to 4 years election cycle, they stop by the pub and drink a beer with you. They're not going to help you. Ask yourself, for as long as you actually been casting a vote, has your life changed? Has the state of your people changed? Have they accumulated any kind of wealth? Have they lived a successful lifestyle, period? If you cannot answer these questions, then why are you standing in line to cast a damn vote? You owe it to yourself and to your family and to your community to increase your knowledge. You owe it to everyone you love to stop being played. You need to put in more time in learning and studying and researching and then forming a plan. Create a vision board. I wake up to vision boards every day, and every single one I have is already completed or is on its way to. And now I'm creating new ones every year. This is how you have to be to put yourself a part of a lifestyle of success. Stop playing around. Stop being led astray. Aren't you tired of that? Understand how important it is to accumulate assets. Understand how we take a fake, worthless currency and purchase money. Understand that currency is not real money. It's not. It has no real value. Its only purpose is two things. Number one, to pay taxes. Number two, it's for you to use to acquire real tangible assets. We are all in a ship. We are at the end of the new Roman Empire and it is falling and no one is going to save it. It's literally not, it's not possible. A system has to crash and burn in order for people to build something new. And study this. At the end of the Roman Empire, all they did was lie and deceive everyone of every race, ethnicity, group, whatever you want to call it. They put people fighting each other. They pricked and pried and pruned wounds. And while everyone poor or underneath them is fighting each other, they're quietly looting the wealth of every nation. Because you go around the world and it's like a protest, a fight everywhere. And I'm not saying this stuff is bad and is not needed, but protesting is the first layer. The second layer is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So you can take that and do something with that. The only way to change society is with wealth. Wealth is not something you buy or spend on, or the amount of clothes or yachts or homes that a person has. Now, granted, if that's what you actually want, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, I love yachts. I enjoy clothes. I enjoy mansions and pretty things and that kind of stuff, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. But the point is, you have to live realistically first. You have to build your foundation first. Then you can have whatever you want. You need to make your needs your wants so you can actually get what you want. You need to shift your mind and understanding. You need to be pulling together resources, finances. You need to be purchasing real assets. You need to either A, stay away from debt, or learn how to use it to your advantage every day. This needs to become your day-to-day activity. You can't play with this. You can't take this and put it on the shelf. We are in an economic depression and it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better for the next 10 years. For the next decade is going to get worse. And hey, I'm sorry. If I'm the one that has to like tell you and break this down to you, then I'm going to be that individual. So, in closing, Jay Powell said nothing. He just made a confirmation of stuff that he's already been doing since March. And last year, he's stating that he's continuing on the inflation target that was first introduced by Ben Bernanke after the crisis of 08. And he will do whatever he can to fire up the printing press and give the elites and Wall Street exactly whatever they want. That's all he said. He didn't say nothing else. So you need to prepare yourself for what is going to come. I don't care who's in office. Nobody is going to change the outcome of your well-being except for you. So I ask you, What are you willing to do to put your life and your family's well-being on course to be successful? If anyone has any questions, feel free to email me at info@hipturist.com. That's HIPTURIST.com. Until then, talk to you later.